just reading the quotes.
He's gone. Wait for the town clerk to come back in.
Let me open that one.
All right, we have two public hearings first. Public hearing number 6 of 2025, overriding the tax cap levy limit for fiscal year 2026. Liz, could you please read the public notice?
Please take notice the Catskill Town Board will hold a public hearing on Tuesday, November 4, 2025 at 6:30 p.m. at Catskill Town Hall, 439 Main Street, Catskill, New York, at which time any interested party may be heard regarding Local Law 6 of 2025 overriding the tax levy limit for fiscal year 2026, by order of the Catskill Town Board, Elizabeth Izzo, Town Clerk.
Okay. Open the public hearing up. If you have any comment about overriding the tax cap, please state your name. And any public comment? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to close the public hearing.
Motion
by Jared, second by Brian. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion's carried. Next up, public hearing 2026 preliminary budget. Liz, could you please read public notice?
Notice is hereby given that the preliminary budget for the town of Catskill for the fiscal year January 1, 2026 has been completed and filed in the office of the town clerk, 439 Main Street, Catskill, New York, where it is available upon inspection by any interested person during office hours, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Friday. Further notice is given that the town board of the town of Catskill will meet and review said preliminary budget and will hold a public hearing thereon at Town Hall, 439 Main Street, Catskill, New York, on Tuesday, November 4th, 2025 at 6:40 p.m. pursuant to Section 108 of Town Law. The proposed salaries of the following officers are hereby specified as follows. Supervisor, $16,480. Councilman, one, $10,300. Councilman, three, $8,240 each, $24,720 total. Town Clerk, $67,550. Highway Superintendent, $79,091. By order of the Catskill Town Board, Elizabeth Izzo, Town Clerk.
Okay, open the public hearing. Any public comment? Please state your name. Yes, sir.
Joseph Izzo, 170 Spring Street. Are you over the tax cap right now?
With the proposed budget, yes. We are over it by $32,571. That's with using $700,000 of fund balance.
And you have not yet heard from the county as to how much money they are going to appropriate to Catskill for emergency services?
No, sir.
My understanding is that they are, not just the town of Catskill, but Greene County, all the towns of Greene County. Plus, they're also going to relieve the towns of any fly car charges, which
we don't pay.
Which the towns may incur.
Yep.
And I guess the question I have is if the towns are going to receive money for those fly car, a relief for those fly car services because the county's going to pick them up, that the town of Catskill should get some for sort of compensation for the fact that you have an advanced life support system,
mm-hmm.
which doesn't necessitate any chargebacks for the county fly car. So, if assuming that the amount given to the town would be approximately $100,000, which is basically what they've been talking about what effect that effect will put you under the tax cap, mm-hmm. also lower your tax rate, but you don't know exactly how much that will be until you actually are notified that you're going to receive the money.
Correct, and we as a board have talked about that, and we've decided not to put a hypothetical in the budget.
Oh, you can.
Right.
No. You can amend the budget after the public hearing,
yep.
once you know what kind of money you're
yep.
going to get in.
So we have until the 19th to adopt it, if the board chooses, so we can wait until our next meeting before we adopt it in hopes that we hear from the county to see. I've heard just the other day that it's possibly down to $50,000 that we're going to get, and then I've heard up words around it was almost $300,000 that we could possibly get.
I didn't get a chance to attend the county meeting last night. They had a work session, and I know that from what I understand is they did talk about giving monies to the towns. I guess the number that was thrown around at the county budget hearing was $100,000 each town.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know exactly how much that money will be. I'm assuming that it'd be the $100,000 more than the $50,000. But again, if they're also going to offset fly car services that you don't have to have because you're have an advanced life support system, the county still pays for over almost $3 million for that advanced life support system. Mm-hmm. And that is going to go on to the county tax rate for the town of Catskill. And if there should be some offset, at least to that portion, giving you some money to help offset that county-wide tax for the fly car service.
I don't know how much that would change on our county taxes, because the county's paying the town of Catskill's portion out of our county taxes already. The town of Catskill doesn't pay the county for ALS, for the fly cars.
No, but the county's going to pick that up.
Right.
So what is the county paying for your fly car service?
Last I knew it was around $300,000.
But that's out of the county taxes.
But that's out of the county taxes. The town does not cut the county a check for green EMS.
But some towns get billed.
Yes, per call. It's based off a call value.
We don't have calls?
Nope, because we're ALS units.
Right, you're advanced life support.
We did have a contract with the county with Green EMS, where if our rigs were out and we needed a fly car, they would come in, backfill, and then they would bill the town of Catskill. We did away with that maybe 4 years ago.
Are you is Wyndham in the same?
Wyndham is in the same, yes,
the
same situation. Yep, because Wyndham and Catskill are the only two
advanced life support. Carroll's not
that can transport. They're not. That can transport. They're not. It's just Catskill and Wyndham.
Well, I would assume whatever amount you're going to get, more than likely, hopefully, will put you under the tax cap.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's if you're $32,000 over the tax cap now, it would assume that any money over $32,000 would put you under the tax cap.
Agreed. We just also have to keep in the back of our mind that this could just be a one-year thing.
Pardon me?
This could just be a one-year check from the county. We don't know if this is going to be multi-year.
My understanding is that it's going to be a continuation.
Right,
until such time as they resolve the countywide
yep.
ambulance system
yep.
service.
Right.
So, and how you're using $700,000 worth of fund balance?
In total, yes.
In total?
Yep.
Does that, you know I'm a great...
Yep, so that leaves us...
Is that going to have a negative effect on your overall fund balance?
No, that leaves us with roughly 4.5 months of operating expenses left in fund balance, as well as an additional $900,000. So what this board needs to keep in mind, and future boards down the road, is eventually we are going to have to do a reval. So it would be better for us to build that fund balance up to pay for a reval in cash instead of having to borrow it.
this is obviously not the time to talk about revaluation and what people think is the effect of a revaluation is really not true. Even though a reval brings everybody up to the equal amount, it still depends on your sales and on your sales of your homes. Now, Athens was at 100%, 2 years ago?
Yep.
They're down to 86%. So a reval doesn't necessarily keep you at a certain amount. It's because of the way that sales are done or counted by the state or by the assessor in the town of Catskill. And, right now, with the interest rates so high, the sale prices in homes in the town of Catskill are stagnant. They're actually at a fairly low level, except for some properties which are unique and do give you a good price.
Sure.
But the actual sales price for a home in the town of Catskill is not going up over the past year. Average sale, not particular sales. So, but that's for another time. That's not a discussion for now.
Agreed.
And I asked the county to adjust your county tax down to zero. I said to them that God will be here before they do that. So anyway, that's not going to happen. And it's going to affect eight towns, I think. Or six towns, I can't remember which. So it's going to be a compounding effect because you're going up so much.
Yep.
And then your county tax. So in total, it's, I think right now, if I can remember,
it's close to
nine.
It's
going to be about a 6% tax increase.
Yeah.
The town of Catskill. Other towns have lower rates, other towns have higher rates. So I just wanted to have you take a look at the budget again and take a look at some of those expenses and other things that you think you're going to have and maybe try and adjust some of those expenses to bring that town tax rate down. I live in a village, so I get a less rate because we don't pay for highway services. Outside town, highway services. But anyway, town-wide, people are going to have an increase. And now with the increase that the school taxes have and the county's going to have an increase, they say there's not an increase in taxes, but that's not true because of the equalization rate. Mm-hmm. They said they're not going to raise taxes, but the town of Catskill's taxes are going to go up because of the equalization rate. So I would ask that you take a look at that. And now that I've spent a lot of time boring you,
You usually bring us some very good information.
I won't say anymore.
It's appreciated you
and
coming
thank
in.
Thank Brian for not telling me that I'm wrong about sales prices. No, and realty.
I think we added only two pieces of equipment this year. One was a truck for the central garage, and the other was a mower. No.
Yeah,
a mower for the cemetery. Everything else was in this budget last year. The only difference is our contractual obligations with the employees. Both highway and ambulance's contract were up this year. Ambulance went first, and we as a board decided to pay them what they're worth. Mm-hmm. You can't put a price on a life.
And it was interesting, and if you want to get to about the EMS services in the towns that are complaining about the fact that they can't get staff, one comment was that the town of Catskill is paying their EMS people a decent rate, and the problem is these other towns don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So they're having staffing problems because they won't pay the penny a proper rate. So you're getting a lot of EMS people here because they appreciate the fact that you recognize their abilities and you're paying for it.
Yep.
So that's a positive for the town of Catskill, especially for the residents, for us, for all of us in the town, and also for your mutual aid when you go out to other other towns and service them. So I thank you for that. That's it. That's all. Okay. Ted, do you have any questions?
Any other public comment about the proposed budget?
I just have a, just a clarification. Is the town property tax going up?
With the proposed budget, yes, it's going to go up. On your tax bill, you'll see it going up 4.28%, which I believe roughly equates to $30 per 100,000 is what we settled at. Yes. State your name, please.
Eliza Victor. I may have missed this, and I sat in on the budget meeting at the county, I'm curious about the timing and whether there is any advocacy or possibility, because the impression that I get is that there is a set of my, from how people were expressing it, was that there's not only a lot of surplus that, you know, obviously is saved for emergencies and other things, but there's a lot, but that there's also at the county level pretty consistent overestimation on the expense side, which we all do in our home budgeting too. It's a good way to do it in some ways, and an underestimation on revenue. But they're playing in the millions, and you guys are worried about, you know, mowers and all these things we need. And so it sounded like, I know that there was somebody from Town Hunter, I don't know anybody else who was there, who might remember, who spoke on behalf of the town, you know, and that. So I'm just wondering if timing-wise, I know there's a timing for like the other stuff that I think in the future could bring resources into this town, but in terms of the Green County budget, is there any possibility for advocacy there for, you know, as a big resource driver of a whole county for this town? Do you know what I mean? Like, is there possibility?
Yep, we have been asking for over a decade, I would say, for them to share some of the sales tax and the excess revenue that they have with the towns.
Is there, do you think there is any, would the timing allow for any amount of pressure from the community? I don't know if anybody else was there, but the food pantry folks were really organized, and they really showed what it looks like to tell from every side of the story. They made an economic case, they made a public health case, they made a support our seniors case, they made a, it's good for the volunteers, it's good for, you know, they you know, we all need this, it's an emergency, they made every argument, and they kind of put the folks on notice, and it's been stuff that also people have been asking for or making a case for, but went kind of an extra. So I don't know how this is the, if the year that needs to happen, but I was just curious if you guys think there's any possibility.
Yeah, for any push like that, successful push like that to happen, it's too late for this year.
Okay.
Because we
I was at the, actually I spoke at that budget hearing with the finances, and I've been asking for the same thing for almost 4 years now, with the amount of money that sits in the county fund balance, unappropriated, and the amount of money that they're receiving, the amount of money they're receiving in sales tax over and above what they're budgeted. Mm-hmm. I've been asking them to reduce the tax rate for every town so that every town, based on the equalization rate, adjust it so that there is no, even though they don't raise taxes, there's no tax increase in every town. And if there are any, it's very minimal. 4 years I've been asking. And they will not do it because the way that the county legislature is made is you have 14 members, each town has weighted voting, and there are certain members on the legislature that will not make that change. And so you cannot get them to move in order to make changes because they don't want to do it. They like the way they have their fund balance. And they're not going to change their way of thinking. And so there's no pressure that the towns can put on the legislature to have them adjust their property taxes unless you get members on that legislature who feel the same way as the members of the public. The reason they're changing, the reason they're going back to full program for the Meals on Wheels that they're going to fund that whole program now, they're going to go back and make the changes, is because that is a subject that affects the whole every town in Greene County. Mm-hmm. And senior citizens vote. And senior citizens have the power to manipulate and make sure that those legislators look at senior citizens. And they can do it as a group. So it's not like 14 or 5 this way and 5 that way. Because every town's going to go there and every town's going to say that. And if I was a county legislator and I had, you know, 5,000 senior citizens saying to me, you better do that or you're out, then there's the pressure. But they don't get the pressure with the towns to come down and say to the legislature, you know, we're going to work to get you out of your office if you don't make the changes.
You know,
and that's the problem.
You know what you have to do, Joe, is next year you have to start to lobby for a return to the Board of Supervisors.
I know. Well, you know, I spent.
I would support that 100%.
Yeah,
I spent 13 years on the state, on the county legislature.
Do them.
12 years as town supervisor, and legislature is not going to change. You could have 5 or 6 people say yes, and you have a majority say no, and it never is never going to change unless you get a group of county legislators elected that are in sync with the issues that affect the towns. Not only the issues that affect the county, but the issues that affect the town. And until they get that mindset, they're not going to change. I'm going to say.
No, I mean, another thing that hurts us too is, you know, we are Catskill, we're the county seat. We have no say in any pilots that are negotiated within the town. And we have no say when a higher municipality wants to buy a building, which comes off the taxes. And in order for us to make up that tax income, the only place for us to get money from is taxpayers. So the Marshall and Sterling's was just acquired by the county. That's off the taxes. The old Stewart's was purchased by the county. Now that's off the taxes. The pilot, I'm not going to say a figure because I don't remember the exact pilot we're going to get for the hotel and the new Stewart's, but it is pennies compared to what we should be getting in full property taxes.
Mm-hmm. And that will remain that way. It affects the town, it affects the school district.
Yep.
Absolutely.
The school district is the biggest tax that a town resident pays, and the county waives sales tax, the county waives the mortgage tax, because they know they're going to get sales tax, which doesn't go to the towns, it goes to the county. Yep. So they and financially, it doesn't matter to them because they're going to get more money, but it matters to the towns because that's a tax base, that's a tax they're losing. And they could lose, you know, I don't know how much they could lose because I don't know what it's going to be assessed at, but it's just the way that the system works. Mm-hmm. And until somebody decides to change it, Ted's going to start a petition for going back to County Board of Supervisors.
Sounds like we got some work. We got a year, right?
Do you know what the Board of Supervisors is? The county?
I've heard about it.
So it's the supervisor from each town sits on the county legislator, the county board. So they have a vested interest in the decisions that they're making.
Why did they change?
That was done
in Columbia County.
Yeah, Columbia County has that.
Except they're trying to change it in Columbia County.
So each supervisor also acts as a town supervisor. Each legislator acts as a town supervisor, so they know
I think Herkimer has
the effects that are going to happen to their town. County,
Yep.
What cost did you change away from that?
Oh, I don't
know. Yeah. Before my time.
Yeah.
That was a long time ago.
That was back in the 50s?
You know, 60s? I'm late 60s, early 70s. Yeah, 61 or 62, I think, is when they changed.
Does it have to be state law to change it? Have to get passed?
No, I think the county. It's up to the county to go back.
Change themselves.
Yeah, it might be a referendum.
It's probably a referendum on the ballot, I would guess.
Yeah.
So okay. I have four things to work on for this year. All right, I'm making a list. We got some work to
do.
All right. I'm not aware of any. Maybe one or two
going
counties
back.
In New York State have tried to go back to from a county board of legislators to back to the Board of Supervisors. I'm not aware of anybody that ever did it, but I think there may be one county that did it.
Mm.
That decided that there was, you know, enough is enough.
Yeah.
Because there are only five counties in New York State that don't give their towns and villages sales tax. And New York State is, and Green County
is one of them. Yep.
So.
Okay. Anything else? We're still in the public hearing.
Yes.
Any other questions from the public? All right, so what I would like to do, this is a board decision, but given that we have this unknown out there from the county, I would like to keep the public hearing open until the 19th.
I agree.
If we get a letter from the county, then we can adjust the budget accordingly. If we don't, we can close the public hearing and the budget.
Does that mean our vote would be on the 19th?
The vote would be on the 19th, yes.
We're not going to be here on the 19th.
Okay. Brian, are you here on the 19th?
Yep.
Jared?
Yes.
All right. So is everybody okay with that? So can I have a motion to keep the public hearing open until the 19th?
And I'll second it.
Motion by Jared, second by...
Brian.
The county administrator is supposed to send us...
No, got nothing. Okay. Next up on the agenda. So we need to adopt the local law number 6 of 2025 to override the tax cap. Can I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Jared, second by Dawn. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. We received two correspondence. Green County Resolution number 315-25, amounts due to County Treasurer. Catskill's amount is $37,424.80. Green County Resolution 316-25, establishing equalization rate for 2025. Catskill's equalization rate is 28. Continuing business. All paid. I just had that up. So this is to do our website.
No.
Nope.
That allows this, credit card
yep,
processing.
This is the credit card processing. It's the same.
Here.
So this is a wash. It does not charge it does not cost the town anything. And Ted, you had a chance to review this? Anything pop out at you? All right. I know code's...
Chomping at the bit
to get this done.
This will allow people to pay for building permits and stuff online with a credit card instead of having to come to town hall.
Streamlining for people and for...
Yep. It goes along with the new software that we're implementing upstairs. Yes, ma'am.
I just have a quick thing on the new software, just in case it's an option, you guys have an option. And I mentioned this before. I've noticed that the PDFs of the minutes are not searchable, but like whatever software like the county uses is. So that if that's something, just like it's really helpful for like somebody like me who like misses meetings and stuff, and for citizens to like go and look up stuff, that would be a cool thing with the new software.
Maybe. I know it's supposed to be. Maybe they're not completely done yet, but we'll check on that.
Liz is working on it with the new town webs.
Yep.
Yeah, I know it's a lot of work to even do the minutes. So hopefully this software takes care of that.
Patty?
Is there a fee to use that service as opposed to coming to the office?
The fee is passed on to the user, yes. Let me see if I can...
I thought I saw something like $2.99 or something.
Yeah.
It's whatever the credit card processing
fee is. Yeah, $3.99 for utility payment, $3.99 for civil payments, and then $3.50 for the call center or whatever it's saying.
Yeah, for operator assistance.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay, any other questions about this?
Make a motion to allow the supervisor to sign an agreement with Allpay.
Motion by Jared.
Second.
Second by Dawn. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. All right, next up, highway budget. So Brian and I met with the highway representatives and union members from Albany twice before we actually came to an agreement. And the first year, we're looking at... So they have a couple different proposals. The pay schedule for this year is going to be, depending on the job title, so there's working foreman, there's central garage foreman, there's heavy equipment operators, medium equipment operators. Each of those titles is going to get a 10 8, 4, and 6%, depending on the title. What we're trying to do is we're trying to create separation in between the titles, because before that was done, I think there was a 17 cents?
27 cents an hour to be middle management.
Right. So there was a 27 cent gap from a foreman to the person below them. And that's just, with all that responsibility,
There's no incentive to be the boss, honestly.
So the first year, we're doing the 10, 8, 6, and 4% across the board with all the highway guys. And then for 2027 and 28, it's going to be a 6% is what's proposed. Boot allowance is going to go up. They asked for MVP is going to stay the same. Right now, there's a handful of employees that have Empire and a handful of employees that have MVP. What we did a couple years ago is we offered an equal health insurance companies at a lesser premium. Empire is the Cadillac of insurance. It's the most expensive, but it's the best. The town now offers MVP. Some employees took that option, and an incentive the town gave those employees is that we were going to pay them, I think it was $1.25 extra an hour to take this health insurance because it costs the town less. So what we're doing this year is the employees that are still on Empire is we're proposing to give them a 50 cent increase in their pay, recognizing that Empire is still costing a lot, but we're still, the town's still saving money with the employees that switch to MVP.
Do we have to leave?
I know.
Okay. Just let me know. We finalized out of class, out of title pay. That was something that was in the contract before, but now it's actually spelled out. If somebody has an A license and they're driving the truck with the trailer, they're actually going to get paid an upgraded pay. CSEA. The employees used to get longevity bonuses at years 5, 10, 15, 20, and 25. This proposal is that they would get that bonus every year after 5 years. It would be $500 every year until you hit 10 years, and then it'd be $1,000 every year. That's in line with the ambulance. Meal tickets are going up from $8.50 to $10. Their work day is going to go down to 8 hours a day versus 8.5. Highway superintendent was fine with that. And I think we added, it's been unofficial that the day before, so New Year's Eve and Christmas Eve, we've let the employees go home early half a day. So now it's in the contract that they work 4 hours in the morning and the afternoon we send everybody home. And we'll have to make sure that when we redo the handbook, we make sure that that's in the handbook for town employees as well. We increased the amount of sick time that they would be able to cash in to 320 hours. Everybody's going to get 40 hours of personal every year. It'll be prorated, so if somebody starts in June, they'll get 20 hours. There was a clause in there about fire calls, where we do have some volunteer firemen that work for the town of Catskill. If they go to a call within a surrounding jurisdiction in Catskill, so Athens, Coxsackie, Leeds, or a surrounding county, that the town will pay them as long as the highway superintendent's okay with it. Uniforms, they asked to wear shorts, so that's in the contract, but it's at the discretion of the highway superintendent. Safety boots went up to $250, and the mechanics tool allowance went from $300 to $350. I'm going to run over that. Last thing is we were deducting, so for a new hire, we were deducting 10% a paycheck to have a separation. But with the moves that we made in the wage chart, the highway superintendent recommended that we lower that down to 5% in hopes that that would also attract people to apply. Because 10% and then 25% for your health insurance, it's a lot out of your paychecks. Any questions? Mm-hmm. I don't know if you wanted me to go over everything, but I felt like it's important for everybody to be on the same page.
I have a question.
Go.
And it's probably going to sound like a silly question, but typically for overtime, you're given money for 2 meals, not 3. So I'm just curious. It was like 3 meals.
So a meal check you get every, I believe it's 4 hours. Okay. It's 8.
That's a lot of eating going on.
Yeah, meal check you get every 8 hours, and it's $10 versus $8.50.
But it said 3. So it's only if you work those hours.
You're maxed out at 3 because there's only 24 hours in a day.
Right. And chances are you're not going to be doing that. But
depending.
We hope that.
Yep. I mean, if you get a bad snowstorm or a windstorm like they're predicting tomorrow.
Like what?
A windstorm.
Oh, like a windstorm tomorrow. I thought you said like a snowstorm tomorrow.
Oh.
Sorry.
Well.
What?
She's wearing her snow sweater there.
No, that's a good question. Anything else?
Snow dance.
Brian, you got anything to add?
No.
All right. I will entertain a motion to approve this.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Jared. Second?
I'll second.
Second by Brian. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. I'd like to thank the highway negotiating team and Brian and Kirsten for bouncing all these ideas off. And I think it went pretty good. This is the first time that the town and Jared on his side with the ambulance that we have not used an outside lawyer agency to help negotiate, because we saw that last year as a cost savings and it paid off. We did good this year with the union contracts. And I think the unions are happy with everything as well.
And I think our employees appreciated having more input and not having all the high dollar folks in there. And I think it went very smooth.
You guys did a great job.
I think they were heard and they were somewhat shocked by responses. And
yep.
Can see it in the
One thing I noticed on the ambulance side of it, the employees were actually trying to figure out ways to incentivize more work, mm-hmm. which we always know is filling the schedule is a problem.
Right. It's a huge problem with the ambulance, yeah. All right. Next up, rental agreement with Greene County for the senior center. So we were just talking about this last meeting, I believe. We got it. And they are requesting that I believe the payments remain the same, right? $1,200?
Yes.
So it's the same contract, same price, $1,200 a month. The stipulations in here are all the same as the previous contracts. So with the board's approval, I will sign this and send it back to them. Have a motion? Nope.
I have a question. Are meals still being prepared at the senior center?
No.
They get prepared in Athens.
Athens.
They get prepared in, well, I don't even know if that's where they're going to be prepared, but they get prepared at a central location and brought to the different centers.
That's where they're picked up. Yeah. But they're not making.
No, they're not cooking
meals there at all.
Nope.
Okay. I make the motion.
Motion by JR, second.
Second.
Second by Dawn, all in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. All right, next up. RBT CPA, this is our accountant agreement renewal. We have a blank. I saw the hourly figures in there. Yeah, so the fee is $10,625. It's a small increase over last year's. And then we have the hourly rates for other, broken down by partners, managers, supervisors. I know Kirsten's happy with them. I'm happy with them. I talk
Their performance
with,
has been very good.
Yep, I've talked with Michael a lot ever since we switched to them. All of our reports have been filed on time, accurately and on time, I should add. Of course, that's a, you know, a lot to do with Kirsten and the work that she does. But
she saves us a lot of money because she does a lot that we used to have to rely on making phone calls and paying those hourly rates.
Yep. Any questions regarding them in the contract?
Motion to allow the supervisor to sign the agreement with RBT-CPA.
Motion by Jared.
Second.
Second by Dawn. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. We have a letter from the village attorney requesting that we increase the landfill, the leachate amount. I know this was also sent to the other municipalities. So the landfill is out on quarter scale. It was administered by five municipalities, the town of Catskill, town of Athens, village of Athens, town of Carroll, and the town of New Baltimore. I think in order for us to do this increase, we have to wait for a response from them, Ted.
Well, you could vote to, you can vote to act. Each town is going to vote by itself, so it doesn't take effect until
they get all of them.
Anytime in the past we ever did anything with the landfill, the five supervisors got together.
I'm sorry?
Anytime in the past we've done anything with the landfill, the five supervisors got together and
came back
to the boards with the...
Yeah, I think it's a good idea, and I think that the other towns would benefit for them to be informed.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's anything wrong with an increase, but it's been a long time, right, since they got an increase. But in order for the other towns to be informed, they want to know how much money you have in your fund and how much you spent processing leachate last year at 5 cents a gallon, so that they can say, okay, it's going to be 8 cents and this is how much we're going to spend. I think it's just, it's a good information to share with the other municipalities, so they can make an informed decision.
But either way, we would have to make a motion on it anyway, so.
I don't know what the details are. You know better than I do, but I assume that they can make an argument. They have been 5 cents a gallon for 30 years.
Yeah, for a long time.
So,
93? Since 1993.
Yeah.
So it's well overdue for an increase.
Yeah.
Jesse was born in 1993.
So what's the pleasure?
100 years ago.
I mean, I have no problem going and approving it, but it means nothing until the five towns agree.
Yep.
Right.
Yep. All right, so is that a motion, Jared?
Yes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right.
Did we send them a letter letting them know, or no?
They sent this up. They sent this to us.
They sent this, yeah.
Yeah, they just wanted to know if we were not... if we had any objections, to notify them in writing by the 15th.
Yep. So on the lines with the village, and I don't think, is this on the agenda?
There.
The sewer agreement?
Correct.
The contract. So we have a contract with the village of Catskill for the pump stations in Leeds and Jefferson.
Wait.
Yep. So what this covers is, I believe there's 35 pumps. Pat, you have a duplex by your house. If anything, what's that?
I still have a pump coming.
Yep. So if anything happens with these, the alarms go off, whatever, the village comes out, they'll take care of it. If it needs to be rebuilt, we use a company called A-Team. They'll come in and rebuild it. So this contract with the village is up this year. It was actually up in September. It expired September 30th, 2025. They're asking for an increase to $18,650 per year, which is an increase of roughly $2,000 from last year.
That's terrible. And they have to reword this, though. It has nothing to do with the water.
It's the water and sewer. Yeah.
We don't own the water district. They do.
They do.
They're still confused on this whole thing.
I agree. I would think the verbiage should be changed before we make a motion.
Well, can we approve it with...
Approve it for them to maintain the Leeds Jefferson Heights Sewer District.
Sewer District, right. Yeah, okay. Is that a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Jared. Second?
Second.
Second by JR. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. I did not do the minutes. Look at that. I skipped right over it. Going back to the top, because I skipped over the minutes. We need a motion to accept minutes from October 1st, special meeting, October 7th, town board monthly meeting and budget workshop, October 9th, budget workshop number 2, October 14th, budget workshop number 3, October 15th, town committee meeting with budget workshop number 4, October 16th, budget workshop number 5.
Motion.
That's a lot of tongue twisting. Motion. Who said that first? Motion by JR, second by Brian. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Budget. Civic Plus. All right. Now we're to the website. I knew eventually we'd get there.
This goes hand in hand with the upgrades to the website. So this will be easier for people to search agendas and things like that.
Yep, so this is to upgrade our current town website to allow searchable PDFs.
It'll be more in line.
I knew Liz was
It'll be
on
more in line with the county and the villages, yep. How they do theirs.
So the total cost, the annual cost, is $4,800. Any questions?
No, I make a motion.
This is in our budget.
Make a motion to allow the supervisor to sign the agreement to upgrade the website with Civic Plus.
Motion by Jared.
Second.
Second by Dawn. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. We have a contract with the town of Athens to provide BLS coverage. It's up this year. The new contracted price is $144,750. That is, I believe, an 8%. It's either a 6% or an 8% increase over last year. Questions?
No, I feel that George did a good job with this.
Yep. And the town of Athens has been, and I see in the foreseeable future, a great partner with the town of Catskill.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So can I have a motion to approve this?
Motion.
Motion by JR, second?
Second.
Second by Jared, all in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. For the email Audrey sent us, what was that? About the...
Yeah, that's the senior citizen loan, yep. Come to support.
We have to set a public hearing for this, correct?
Yes, it's by local law.
The county.
Yeah. It's on the agenda for the county for December 17th. So do we want to do a public hearing next meeting? Or?
Let's do the public hearing on the 19th, because then we'll have the approval by the county. And then
okay.
We'll,
yeah. I have a motion to set a public hearing for
motion.
November 19th. Motion by JR. Second?
Okay.
Second by Brian. And that'll be at 6:30. 6:35. We'll do the public hearing continuation at 6.
Okay.
For the budget. 6:30. Any other items from the board? Ted, got anything? Public comment? I thought your hand was going up. I was like, all right. Really?
I have a question.
Go. See, if I ask too many times, I know he's going to say something.
The what I found interesting when the sheriff from, I believe it's Montgomery County,
yep.
Made a presentation to county legislature about having the Sheriff's Department actually is the ambulance service for the county of Montgomery. But that
led me to go through the website to look at their budget, which was fine. Trying to find it was a little difficult, but I did find it. But what was interesting was that the Montgomery County posts their financials online every month, so that if you're interested in finding out the cost and the revenue associated with the budget for that year, that every year, every month, they put an analysis on their website so that I could, or anybody else, could go look and see how much are they spending for this, how much are they spending for that. Greene County doesn't do that, but it led me to think about maybe the town may want to think about doing that, and that has to do it every month because of the way that bills come in and Pearson gets the opportunity to post everything. But maybe three times a year prior to the budget hearing, that they have the ability to put on their website the financials for, let's say, the first 3 months of the year, so that anybody who's interested, which probably won't be anybody, but except me, would be interested in taking a look at that. And it would give you an idea, you know, instead of coming to the budget hearing and you're showing all the expenses, that they would have an opportunity to take a look at that. So it's just a suggestion.
No, I actually like that suggestion.
But I found it quite interesting that here's Montgomery County who's doing that automatically. And that's how I found out how much the sheriff's department was spending for their ambulance service. Their deputies are sheriff deputies, but they're also certified EMT or advanced life supports, and they have their own separate line item. They're not deputies that are taken away from their patrol duties. They're deputies that at certain points in time can answer medical calls. I just thought that maybe you might want to think about that. It's not something that has to be done right away, but maybe the board would take a look at that. That's a lot.
Good suggestion. We'll see if we can have the new website do that.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be nice to add to it.
No problem.
Okay. Anything else? One last time? Yes.
When you were talking about the contract with the town of Athens, mm-hmm. you mentioned, was it BLS?
BLS, Basic Life Support.
Okay.
Because they have a contract with Green EMS to provide advanced life support.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, with that, I will entertain a motion to adjourn. Need a motion for executive session.
Motion
for legal.
Motion.
Thank you all for coming.
To include the town.
Town attorney.
Got excited for a second.
Thank you.
Second.
Second dawn.
Quick, because I have to go vote.
Me too.
You didn't vote for me?